Yamadagay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Bare. That means welcome friends to Biripi Country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kiss.
Today I'd like to talk about what God says in His Word. And His Word says that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. As you know, I spend a lot of time with God, and the theme seemed to be coming through a lot. Every day, in fact, in my prayer time, He says, Tony, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you know, that's good to know, because friends come and go, and family come and go, but God never comes and goes. He's always there. And when we really need Him, when things get to a crunch, when things are falling down around us and we're looking for someone to support us, we just don't know where to turn. But you know, I tell people, if God's never going to leave you or forsake you, you need to build a relationship with God. You need to spend time in prayer. You need to know that when you do talk to God, that He hears you, that He cares about you, that He loves you, that He wants to touch you, He wants to heal you. He wants to be all things to you, and He can be if you'll only let Him. And you see, the best part about having a relationship with God, you can, no matter what you're going through, whether it's depression, whether you're going through family issues, whether you're going through addictions. A lot of people struggle with addictions. People struggle with medication. They get addicted to medication. They can't break the cycle. People get addicted to gambling. People get addicted to heroin. People get addicted to crack. All these things, and they're only there for a while. And if you're addicted to something, you only feel good for a while you're taking it. But when you're sad, when you're at the bottom of your game, when you reach out and you're all alone, that's when Jesus steps in. Jesus is always there. I'm reminded of the story of the footprints in the sand, you know, where there's two sets of footprints. And then all of a sudden, when there's only one set of footprints, the person said to the Lord, he said, but how come when I really needed you, there was only one set of footprints in the sand? And the Lord said, that's when I picked you up and carried you. That's when I was there the most. And that's what I think about Christians. We struggle because sometimes we can't go to somebody in the church. We can't turn to somebody and just talk about our feelings. Because too many people in the church and outside of the church want to judge you for what you're doing, and they just want to have a go at you all the time. They don't mean to, but that's just the human nature. But God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, because He cares. He wants to be there for you all the time. And I notice that there are times when I'm alone, when I finish my prayer time, or sometimes when I've just been out and doing things around town and ministering to people in their homes, or going to a church and ministering, and you come home and you, that empty feeling, sometimes you're just sitting there by yourself. And that's when I feel the presence of the Lord most, that I know that I'm not alone. I know that I'm not alone. I know that when I'm sitting there, I can talk to God. People think, well, when you talk to God, how do you talk to God? How do you talk to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? How do you express yourself? The best thing I can tell you today is talk to God, be real, be fair dinkum, and talk to God from your heart. You know, you can't say anything really wrong to God, because God knows everything about you. He knows everything about you because He formed you in your mother's womb. He knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. God is so good that He knows you, and He knows every little thing about you. And when you're really hurting, and when you feel alone or you're feeling depressed, you know what God's put on your life. He's put a call on your life. And the time we get so anxious because we want it now. I've got grandkids, and mate, you pull a lolly out and you don't give it to them straight away, they chuck the biggest tantrum you've ever seen. And I tell you what, I'm like that with God sometimes. God tells me what He wants me to do. He speaks to me in the night. He speaks to me when I'm praying. But I can't wait. You know, it's like waiting for Heidi to turn up on at the studio because you know she's going to bring cake, you know, and I hang out all week for the cake, try to be a good boy, try to exercise, try to leave the cake alone, but, you know, it's cake day. I mean, and you know what she's going to bring because she knows all my favourites. And that's what it's like with God. He knows what you need. He knows what you want. And he's got all your favourites for you stored up. All the blessings, God's got them all for you. And he knows what you want. But it's like little two-year-olds, we want it straight away. God knows best. He knows it's not to give it to us straight away. Not to give in to us, to give us what we want. How many times as a parent have you given in to your children? And you're giving it to them even though you've known it's not what was best for them. And you just give in and give in because you want a bit of peace. God's got to be so patient because I can be so annoying. I can be really annoying because when I want something from God, I'm like a crack record. You know, I'll start off praying and I'll pray the way God wants me to pray, but then I always come back to what I think God wants me to have. Doesn't matter whether God wants me to have it or not. I think I need it and I want it and I keep pestering God. I'm reminded of a time when I was in Sandstone College and God had promised me when I went to prison that he said, you know, Tony, when it comes close to getting out of prison, I'm going to give you a wife. And he said, when you meet this woman, I want you to set her a wedding date for 6 months after. Two things was there. The human part in me was says, well, as soon as this woman turns up to the jail, I'm getting out of jail. The other thing was, which one is she? And, you know, and I pestered God and pestered God and pestered God. I mean, when you're in jail and you're locked up, you know, sometimes 18 hours out of every 24, and there's nowhere to go and there's nothing to do, and you're just talking to God. And you say, you start to want the things that God wants you to have. So you start pestering God. And I pestered God and pestered God and pestered God. And they just started allowing churches and other people to come in to do worldly concert and church concerts into the prison. And God's got a great sense of humor because he allowed 100 gospel singers to come in at once from the Newcastle area. And 50 of them was female. Man, I sat in that front row. Man, I was like a kid let loose in a lolly shop. Man, I kept looking them up, checking them down, the fat ones, the skinny ones, you know, the older ones, the young ones. Man, it just, whoo, Lord, I was saying, which one can I have? Which one can I have, Father God, I was saying. And God was just so good. He was just having a little tease, having a little laugh. Because it wasn't one of those. And then when 6 of them offered to take me on a day or leave later, I thought I died and went to heaven. You know, 6 nurses from the hospital took me out on a day leave. And it wasn't much of a day leave because I went out and a couple of black fellas from home came along and I was a star footballer. And even though I was in jail, I played for the outside team. And I turned up to play football this day and I was on my day leave. And nobody turns up to play football, but the team begged me to come and play. Anyway, I got there late, and I went on at half-time. We was behind getting beat. I went on and scored 6 tries in the second half. Broke my hand in the first try, scored, but stayed out there with the adrenaline. But you see, it's these lonely times that when you get back to prison, or back into your cell at night, as a Christian, I needed somebody and I needed God. Because sometimes when you're in prison, the only way to survive, the only way for me to survive was to build a prison inside of my head. And that's where I put all my family and loved ones so that they couldn't get out, so that I couldn't think about them. Because when you start thinking about family and loved ones and friends, that's when being in prison is so hard. But you know what? In the real world, in prison, we have prison breaks. People escape from prison. People break out of lockups. People get away from the law. But when you have a prison inside your head, we have prison breaks as well. Because when you're asleep, you can't control. You can't control your mind. And it's then that family and loved ones escape. and they get out of your head, and they seem so real. You feel like sometimes you can reach out and touch them. And then early in the morning, when the steel doors and that open and slam, when they're open up the cells to let you out for breakfast, that's when you wake up. And then you feel so hurt and feel so lonely. But as a Christian, it was times like that when I needed something special. Those words kept coming back. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you till the end of time. You can be in a room full of people and you can be the loneliest person in the room because you suffer from loneliness, you suffer from depression. I mean, I got a really close friend at the moment. He's so popular, he locks himself away when he hasn't got official functions on because he just doesn't want to go out because everybody wants a piece of him. Everybody wants to talk to him. And his wife only said to me yesterday, she said, "Uncle Tony," she said, "you really need to pray for him. You really need to pray for him because he's getting to the point where he just doesn't want to leave the house. She said, I wanted to go out and do something yesterday. And he said, no, darling, I just want to stay home. And this guy's a Christian. He loves the Lord and he spends time with God. But I even said to him, and I said to her, it's times like this when he's feeling everything's crowding in on him, that he needs to forget about the people, forget about what's going on around him. He needs to push into God. This is where we need to build that relationship. Like if you're married today, your marriage isn't going well, it's because you're not putting anything into it. You know, people think we got married that says, you know, we're going to love you for the good or for take the good and the bad and all that stuff, richer and poorer. You know, and we're going to start living and having a great time and be together. And when you're on your honeymoon stage of just the 2 years, you remember how that feels. It's all about the 2 years. Everything's great. But as soon as the first kid comes along, everything changes. The dynamics change. Especially when she comes home, she's all excited. She said, darling, we're having our first child. Then she starts getting big. Then she's having trouble getting out of the bed and going to the bathroom. She can't go shopping because the baby's pushing on a bladder. You know what I mean? All these things start to change in a relationship. And see, one thing for certain that I can tell you for certain that never changes, and that's the love that Jesus Christ has for you. The love that God has for you never changes. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian. It doesn't matter whether you're not a Christian. Jesus loves you all the same. He died for all of us. And God just loves us so much. And you know, when we sin, and even as Christians, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And when the devil comes along and he starts to whisper in our ear and tell us that we're not forgiven, tell us that we're not loved, tell us that, you know, God doesn't really want, really, really love us. That's when we know that God never leaves us or forsakes us, because his word never changes. When God says, I love you and I will love you to the end of the age, you can take that as gospel. God never leaves you. And God always forgives us, especially when we sin and we come and ask God to forgive us. And if you're a non-Christian listening to this show, you think, oh, well, if you're a Christian, everything's going to be perfect. It's not perfect. You know, we go through pretty bad days, and, you know, I have some pretty dark days myself, not just because I'm black. I have dark days. But you know what? The days would be a lot darker if Jesus wasn't the center of my life. When things are falling down around us, when things are crowding in. You know, I went to a land council meeting the other night, you know, everything's going really good for the land council at the moment. But somebody stood up and said, hey, black fella, I know who you are. I got newspaper clippings about when you was a gangster and a bad boy. And you should let all the members know what's going on. I said, well, if you've got the copies of them, why don't you print them out for all the members and I'll autograph them. So your thing is, it doesn't matter who I am or what I've done for God or all the good things I do in the community. There's always somebody out there that the devil will use to try to bring you down, steal your joy, take away the happiness that you got in God. And I can tell you now that when these days happen, I mean, I can walk away feeling like a flat tire. I can walk away and feel depressed. I can get angry. I can get bitter. I can say, I know where you live. I'll send some black kids around to your house. But it doesn't matter what you say or how you feel. You know, the most important thing is, I tell Christians, especially new Christians, is that you have to believe what God says you are, that you are righteous, that you're loved, that you're forgiven, that you're justified, because God loves you and he loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you. Even today, I went down to the settlement city to meet three or four women from a workplace who wanted me to come and talk to them about church and about God. And as soon as I sat at the table, one of the women looked at me and she said, Brother Tony, don't you come talking the religion to me. I told you, don't talk religion. I said, let me remind you, we talked for 2 hours the other day and you wouldn't let me go home. I said, I wasn't talking religion because I'm not in the religion. I'm in the Jesus Christ. And I just shared with you what God had done in my life. And I said, now you tell all your friends here that you didn't enjoy listening about Jesus. See, religion is not Jesus Christ. Religion is not the church, not the true church of Jesus Christ. People that love Jesus are not caught up and bound up in religion. We're set free because God's come to set us free. God come to give us life and more abundantly. And when we feel depressed, when we feel so out of control, we can always turn to Jesus because he's always there. A friend of mine, Jimmy Little, sang a song, Telephone to Glory. When you hear that song, you can't help but think what an amazing thing that God has done. Because he set up in a helpline. We got Lifeline. We got all this, you know. When my kids whinge and whine to me, I'll say, here's 40 cents, go ring Lifeline. Ring someone who cares. Tell somebody that cares. And my kids say to me, Dad, it's free now, but you can still give me the 40 cents. You know, you can still give me $5, I'll go and have a good talk to Lifeline. You can cut all that out. Because Jesus has put in a telephone line that goes straight to heaven, straight to him. And you know what? The best part about it, you can talk to God for a long time and it costs you nothing. It only costs you your time. Because he's not like Telstra. He's not like Vodafone. He's not like Virgin. He's not like Optus. You can talk to Jesus anytime because he's such a good God.
Glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a royal service built for one and all. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Be no charges, telephone is free. It is built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to glory always answers just in time. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal
Jimmy Little with the song that made him famous back in 1963. Royal Telephone became a top 40 hit, reaching number 10 in the charts in that year. Quite an accomplishment for an Aboriginal singer back in the 60s, and especially since the song was Christian based. Hello, I'm Heidi and Tony has been talking this week about getting to know God. Tony, you've got a bit more to share with us before we go today.
I'm going to finish with a joke. I normally start with one, but there was this place in America, you know, they had this gold phone in the corner in this church and it had $10,000. And you can pick this phone up, this gold phone, and you can talk to God. Get straight through to God, no waiting, no delays. And the guy said to him, he said, how come it's so dear? He said, well, heaven's a long way and it costs $10,000 to connect to God. Anyway, he goes to another state. And it's only $5,000 to talk to God, the same gold phone in the same type of church. Anyway, he goes to Los Angeles and he goes over and he said, He saw the same gold phone in the corner, and the sign said, 50 cents to talk to God. And he said to the pastor, he said, how come it's only 50 cents here when it's $10,000 and $5,000 somewhere else to talk to God? He said, this is the closest thing you're going to get to heaven. It's a local call. You don't need $10,000. You don't even have to make a local call. All you got to have to do is the desire in your heart to surrender to God. Let God be God. And you know what? If you take the time today to talk to God, and you don't need a King James prayer with a mouthful of marbles with your head underwater, all you need to do is just open your heart and say, Jesus, I want to talk to you. And this old black fella talks to God. He doesn't talk to God and pretend to be somebody else, because God knows me. I get into arguments with God. I always finish up repenting. But today, if you want me to introduce you to God, I'd like to do that. I would like you, if you want to really get to know God, say this sinner's prayer after me. I just want you to say, God, I am a sinner, and I know that I've done wrong. And you want to say, God, you know, I want you to put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because, Father God, I want you to forgive me of my sins and my trespass against you. And I really believe with the bottom of my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he died for me. He took my place on that cross. And, you know, if you say that prayer and you really believe it, you're opening up the telephone links between you and God. And you can talk to Jesus on that royal telephone anytime.
If you follow Tony in prayer today, give him a call on 0427 839 474. Even if you just want to talk to him about something else, give him a call. The number again is 0427 839 474. It may not be the royal telephone, but call anyway and have a chat with Tony. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I'm Heidi, signing off on behalf of Tony and the King's Kids team, and I hope you can join us again next week. God bless, and bye for now. Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.